Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Because I'm here.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Something we have covered to some extent here on Free Talk Live in the recent weeks has been the proliferation in various different more tyrannical states and cities and counties and such, governments of the vaccine passport.
Ooh, there's a band name, Proliferator.
Speaking of government oppression, have you guys heard about Let's Go Brandon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the
I adore that
sanitized version of F. Joe Biden.
You adore that I can say on an FCC-regulated station, let's go, Brandon.
You obviously missed Sunday's program where all three of us in unison repeatedly.
That is fantastic. I love this. Like, let's see how weird this gets. We now have, like, a version of F the government, basically, that you can say in church.
Yeah, but it's not really like F the government.
It absolutely is.
No, it's not. It's targeting one political person.
Yeah,
those people would not be saying F Trump. The same people saying F Joe Biden, most of them would not say F Trump.
Why?
Because they're partisans.
No. That's not why they elected Trump at all. They elected Trump because he was the biggest middle finger in the room. So he already was F the establishment.
No, I don't buy it.
There is not a person
there. I've seen these Trump people.
Have you seen Joe Biden? There's not a person there.
I get what you're saying.
He's literally the puppetest puppet that ever puppeted the puppet regime.
I don't disagree with you, but I've been around enough of these Trump people to know that they are just a bunch, most of them, are just a bunch of Republicans. You know, they support Republicans in office. They believe Republicans in office is going to make the government smaller. They ignore the fact that George Bush made the government bigger. They ignore the fact that Trump made the government bigger.
Most of them are thin blue liners.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I think some of them, there's hope for them.
I figure this. One of two things is going to happen. Their next candidate is either going to be a Republican Joe Biden, or he's going to be another Trump, another anti-establishment figure.
I don't see any reason to believe that.
That either of those will happen.
I don't see any reason to believe that. Mike Pence, who is just a typical Republican, he's not as old and, you know, as not with it as Joe Biden. He's just this boring bastard. He looks boring. And he's going to run. That doesn't mean he's going to win, but they've already talked about he might be throwing his hat into the ring.
Well, if he's running against Kamala, he might just win.
He might, but he would still have to get through the Republican primary first, and there may be a better candidate. I mean, none of these candidates are good, though. Trump, I do agree with you. There were some people that chose Trump because he seemed like an outsider. Yeah, there were some people some people chose him because he was the Republican.
Well, yeah, fair, but as far as, like, why him in particular? Okay, so, like, in the Republican primaries, mm-hmm. not in the election.
Yeah.
Like, yes, there's absolutely a huge faction of the country that chose him in the actual election because he had an R next to his name.
Correct.
However, in the primaries, he got chosen for one reason. He was the biggest middle finger in the room.
He looked like an outsider, but he really wasn't. Yeah, it was all fake.
I completely agree. However, he at least branded himself as this F the establishment figure.
He did, and then he proved that it was all false.
Well, absolutely.
I see it as a rerun, if you will, a recasting, a reboot of the Ross Perot campaign, except he won. Right? So, like, I'm old enough
Which
to remember.
Which is a huge difference.
I'm old enough to remember the Ross Perot campaign, and a whole bunch of people were for him for the same reason, because they were like, let's not elect a politician, let's elect a businessman, because the business of running the country has been neglected, and, you know, blah, 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 all
Which
the usual
Which, of course,
complaints.
Is predicated on the false belief that if you just elect a businessman, that all of a sudden government will become efficient, and it'll work well, which is also total BS.
Correct.
And we saw that
with Trump.
Sir, not to nitpick here, but he did actually oversee a pretty he did actually make an economic recovery. like lowest unemployment, especially among blacks.
Are you excluding the year 2020?
You mean the government shutdown of everything?
Yeah, are you excluding that from calling it an economic?
Which he didn't do.
Yes, he did.
He didn't do any of
that. He was in office for the majority of 2020.
Are you suggesting that he told the states not to do that? Because, as I recall it, he didn't tell them what to do at all.
He put a mask on and did what he was told.
Yeah, he was...
You don't think that he was told to do a national shutdown?
I don't know who's telling who to do what, but he didn't, you know, he went along with whatever the hell that plan was. With the whole COVID thing, he went along with the plan.
I think he could have been much more authoritarian than he was.
Did the debt grow? It did. Did he drop bombs on innocent brown people?
Yep. Did he put immigrants in prison cells? Yes, he did. Did Joe Biden undo it?
Why I'm not arguing that he was an actual anti-establishment anything. Only that he marketed himself that way.
Wow, a politician lied to people? I'm shocked.
Go figure.
No, that's not the important part of this story. The important part of this story is that people want an anti-establishment candidate.
Mm-hmm. And they probably are never going to get one again, with the exception of Trump.
I beg to differ, because they keep electing, establishment candidates.
Right, and why didn't they elect Ron Paul in the primary if they wanted somebody anti-establishment?
Well, because he had an absolute 100% media blackout as compared to Trump, who had the most media coverage of anyone ever.
Strong argument. Yeah, the media hated him, so they covered him a lot. That's true.
Look, engaging... The whole premise of putting a leader in control of this institution of violence called government... based on a frickin' popularity contest is the most preposterous thing I have ever heard in my life. And I know that it's common knowledge that this is how it works. All it is, it's like, I mean, my God, you want a voting system that works? Call the folks from American Idol. They put one together that works great, and it's all done and over in an hour.
So I don't disagree with you, Peakless Mountaineer, that Trump could have been worse as far as cracking down on COVID and all that. But by no means was he some sort of voice of freedom, voice of liberty, or anything. He put a mask on.
To a lot of people he was.
And I understand what they believed about him, but they weren't paying attention.
Right. And now let me separate what I'm saying from what I'm not saying. Here's what I'm not saying. I am not saying that politics is a possible avenue for real change. It isn't. What I am saying is that it's a pretty decent way to test the temperature in people's opinions and perspectives.
Mm.
And that their opinions and perspectives are fed up with the establishment more and more every day.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can see that without having to have an election. You can see they do polls. You know, there's polls about Americans and their trust in government and their trust in the presidential branch and their trust in the judicial branch and their trust in the military. And, you know, I think the Congress gets the worst.
Trustworthy.
I think the Congress gets the worst ratings, and I think it might be
relying on the political establishment for anything. I don't care what it is, if it's a measure of how many people pick their nose or whatever, is a horrible idea. You shouldn't rely on the establishment for anything other than more getting screwed.
But honestly, Joe Biden isn't really that much different from Donald Trump. In fact, Biden has continued most of Trump's worst policies, and I'm sure a lot of people on the left...
The policy is definitely very, very similar.
Yeah.
Are the kids still in cages, by the way?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, the kids are still in cages.
And I just saw another... I don't have it in front of me. I didn't mark it for show prep, but I just saw another story about how Biden promised to get rid of a specific Trump program, and now he's re-enabling or continuing that Trump program. He's done that with the immigration
as
well.
And since you mentioned the kids in cages, the immigration, I guarantee you that there will be more immigration restriction under Biden than there ever was under Trump.
Absolutely.
Because during his reign, on an individual level, the people who were trusted with enforcing this went, I don't feel like it. And they just didn't enforce all of the immigration restrictions that he had wanted them to, because they're like, I don't like this guy, so I'm not going to enforce it. Mm-hmm. Which is actually the blueprint for how we get out of this nightmare. If we, in the decentralized reality,
not to do their jobs,
precisely the opposite. If the actual decentralized enforcement of this stops, then it's over.
Decentralized enforcement?
Yeah, like they have to have, you know, states, counties, cities actually enforcing
these things. Mean like sanctuary cities and things like that?
No. No, sort of. Yes, if you stop enforcing these things, then they just don't happen.
Obviously. And that's, you know, the best solution there is, of course, to leave the union. And I know, Captain, you want to talk about Flexit.
There's another state.
In a bit, we can do that. Plus, I didn't actually intend to talk about Trump, but I wanted to talk about Lithuania and the insane segregation that is happening there. We'll talk about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Intercoin. It can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. While you're there, if you want, you can get some of the Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. So head over to Intercoin.org. So we got sidetracked into a conversation about politicians in general, and that's fine. It doesn't matter which direction the show goes.
We went off on a tangent?
But I don't want to miss this particular story because it is so egregious. It is an example of what might be the worst segregated society due to COVID, due to these vaccine passports on the planet. So to give you an idea for what they have in store for you, where you live,
mm-hmm.
Now they're already starting this in New York City, San Francisco, where In-N-Out Burger was just forced to close earlier this week because they refused to enforce the vaccination passport, which also, by the way, requires an ID, because that's the part they don't really tell you about when the news, you know, news media right. says, oh, there's a vaccination passport now required. You also have to show ID because the vaccine passport doesn't have a photo on it, so they need to prove that it's actually your vaccine passport and you didn't borrow, you know, your boss's passport or your dad's or whatever. So now people are having to have their ID checked simply to go to the gym or to go to a restaurant or In-N-Out Burger.
Papers, please.
Yeah. And that's how it actually is in the United States.
Yeah.
I believe you reported on one of your shows on Free Talk Live, Captain, that King County, Washington has also implemented this. So I believe that is the first full county to do it, because it was L.A., it was San Francisco, New York City, and I think New Orleans, and then King County came in. I don't think we've seen a state government do this yet.
Oh, it's coming.
But it's only a matter of time.
Look, everybody, like I made the joke, papers, please, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody understands what that means, and that is a, we'll call it a symbol of Nazism, right? That when you reach the stage where government is asking you for your papers, you have achieved.
They're not just asking.
You have achieved the same thing that the Nazis achieved, which is, you know, a horrible form of totalitarianism.
Yeah, where everyday life is restricted by your ability to prove your identity and your credentials.
And that you're in the in crowd. You're right. in the unrestricted group, so
you are compliant.
Yeah. And, of course, they act as though the group with the pass is unrestricted, but you are restricted. You had to get their permission slip. You're constantly having to show it. You're under heavy restriction. It's just you're allowed to go in to do more than the people that don't jump through the hoops.
And that's the thing. So, like, there are so many people that don't say this or don't say that on Facebook because they don't want to be kicked off.
Right.
Okay, well, this is that, but with life.
Yes.
So now that they've restricted this part of life from you, you're going to be very careful to obey absolutely everything and snitch out everyone around you, because you don't want to get this revoked. You don't want to have your ability to feed yourself, to clothe yourself, to be removed from you.
Now, there's a list in each of these cities of things that you can do if you don't have the vaccination passport and things that you can't do. And I want to talk to you about a thread that was posted at Gluboco, G-L-U-B-O-C-O, on Twitter. It's one of those lengthy things where they post like 20 different posts, because Twitter, you only get like 200 and change characters. And so I'm just going to read this post because it's shocking. There's a lot of photographs that go along with it. I'll try to describe them as well. He says, in just 6 weeks, the COVID pass has transformed my country, which, by the way, is a former Soviet state, into a regime of control and segregation. Lithuania.
Lithuania. Okay, thank you.
This is the new society created in Lithuania, the nation furthest along the path to the authoritarianism inevitably facing all countries which impose a COVID pass regime. The COVID pass in Lithuania is called the Opportunity Pass. Remember in New York City they called it like the key to NYC? The Opportunity Pass allows you the opportunity to participate in society. Without the Opportunity Pass, you don't have opportunity. Your rights are restricted. My wife and I don't have the COVID pass. We refuse to accept the authoritarianism and control of the new regime. So we've lost our jobs and been banished from most of society.
We're going to offer you the opportunity to continue breathing.
It's been 6 weeks so far. There's currently no end date planned for the new regime. With no pass, we may only enter small shops with street entrances, which mainly sell essential goods, food, pharma, optics, or farm or pet goods. This convenience store meets the requirements, so we may enter. And he shows a photograph of the signage on the door. Now, it's in Lithuanian or whatever that their language is, and he translates it into English. Immunization documents will not be inspected, is what this sign says. Don't get used to that, because all the other signs he shows you are restrictions. In every other store, they must, by law, ban people without the pass. In Lithuania, the pass is called Galimybių pasas, abbreviated as GP. GP signs are now ubiquitous at stores and public buildings to signal compliance with the policy of banishment. And he gives an example. All shopping centers ban people without the COVID pass. Machines have been installed to scan and verify the pass of each person who enters. No pass, no entrance. And then he gives an example of one of these entrances with a machine at the front and, of course, a guard. There's a man standing there as well. He says, this is a clothing store. By law, it must ban my wife and me because we don't have the COVID pass. Clothing is not considered essential.
Wow.
Wow.
And I got to say, this is the most depressing to me from a country that
should have known
just
better.
Did this.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've fallen right back into.
Did you forget?
Yeah, they fell right back into the old habits.
Nostalgic.
And then another photograph. Why is an ID needed to shop in addition to a pass? To verify the pass is yours.
Right.
The sign on this window says, only customers with an opportunity pass will be served. You may also be asked to provide proof of identity. So a construction worker wanted food for his morning shift. Without his own pass, he used his boss's QR code to enter a supermarket. Police fined the man 5,000 euros and issued a press release. This is a sporting goods store, and he shows an image of guards stopping people. The guard is using a phone app to verify the customer's pass. Without a pass, my wife and I may not enter this store. He then gives another example of what might be a supermarket or something. Customers are admitted to the shop only on presentation of a valid opportunity pass. This is a sign on the window. Thank you for your understanding. We are concerned about the safety of you and our staff. All supermarkets, he says, over 1,500 meters squared as far as their floor space. Guards scan each customer's pass. Now remember, was it 3 feet per meter?
Yes.
So that's only, 4,500 square feet. That's a very, very small establishment. So basically any place that sells food, you have to have a pass. He says, my wife and I may not shop in these supermarkets. No pass, no entrance. And then more photographs of guards and customers being scanned, standing, masks, waiting. He goes on. This is he gives more examples of how restrictive this is. I mean, wait till he gets to the library.
We and many other freedom-oriented people predicted this would happen at the onset of the lockdowns.
Yeah, and it's happening, and it's really bad.
It's horrible.
And this is coming.
Coming soon.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More questions being answered about the shooting on a movie set in New Mexico a few days ago, which left one person dead and a second person wounded. Police now say actor Alec Baldwin, who pulled the trigger on what was supposed to be a prop gun, was told that that gun was safe. The New York Times reports an affidavit shows an assistant director grabbed the prop gun and yelled, "Cold gun," which would mean the weapon doesn't have any live rounds in it. Again, the director of photography was killed. The film's director, Joel Souza, was wounded, but he was treated and later released from a hospital. Several storms are lined up to hit Northern California over the next few days, and meteorologist Ellen Javoris says it could mean winds and lots of rain.
In a six-hour period, we can get an inch and a half of rain.
A $108 million winning ticket in last night's Mega Millions was sold in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. And this is USA Radio News. No trespassing signs have gone up outside the home of Brian Laundrie's family as media crews continue their stakeout of that property after remains were found in Florida's Carlton Nature Reserve a few days ago. They were subsequently positively identified as the 23-year-old Laundrie's. Police say they're still trying to determine, though, if there is a direct link between Laundrie and the death of his fiancée, Gabrielle Pacito. Her remains were found in Wyoming after the two of them had been on a cross-country trip together. He returned to Florida without her, without an explanation. Georgia authorities are saying an early Saturday morning shooting that took place at an off-campus party has left seven people wounded and one person died. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation tweeting it is investigating the shooting from Fort Valley State University that happened off campus from Fort Valley State University. Not clear what the motive may have been. And this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio here tonight, we've got Ian.
People's out here. Reverend Captain Kickass is here. Of course, bring up anything that you want. Somebody in the chat room is complaining, saying we will not talk about the Alec Baldwin story.
You are worthless, Alec Baldwin. You are worthless, Alec Baldwin.
This guy is always complaining about things we won't talk about. But
are you suggesting
never...
that someone in Hollywood believes that they're above the rules that the rest of us live by?
Yet he never picks up the phone to actually call in and talk about it.
At the end of the movie, Team America... During the credits, there's a song that I just was sort of singing, and the chorus is, "You are worthless, Alec Baldwin," right? But it's sung by the little alien roach critter that got away, right? And it talks about how worthless Alec Baldwin is as an actor, and, you know, it's basically just a rip on Alec Baldwin. And so that song has been stuck in my head. I've been having a lot of fun with the Alec Baldwin thing, like the memes
are great.
Oh, my gosh, just take the shot. Right, and it's a picture of Alec Baldwin with the CDC backdrop, you know, like the Free Talk Live backdrop. It's got, you know, but it's got the CDC logo on it.
Yeah, for listeners that don't know, and in case you haven't heard, he shot somebody apparently on a movie set.
Yeah. Yeah, with a gun that was supposedly loaded with blanks.
But anyway, it's open phones here on Free Talk Live, so, you know, anybody who's complaining about us not talking about a thing, then they're just not doing their part and calling in and talking about it.
603-283-6160.
Yeah, the phones are open. We will take your calls about absolutely anything. No one is screened out as far as topics are concerned here on this program. But we all bring to the table the things we think are interesting, And to me, segregation of people based on a medical, you know, mandate is very, very scary and way more important than, you know, some Hollywood guy and what he's doing.
Yeah, definitely. You don't have to go very far back in history to learn how wrong this is, right? If you look at
apparently people didn't learn, though.
If you look at kings and peasants, right, that's a two-class system, right?
Sure.
You've got the...
Jim Crow?
Anyone? You've got the privileged and the not privileged.
Yeah.
And this is class division.
And the Russians had that, too, by the way. Lithuania, being a former Soviet Union state, they had the privileged class, the people who were in the party, and then the rest of the people, right? So now Lithuania is back at it with what, according to a man that lives there, who is not vaccinated, is telling us about here. He's got a thread, lengthy thread that he posted to his Twitter account, which is at Gluboko, G-L-U-B-O-C-O, Gluboko Lietuva. He is just explaining this new GP, the pass that they call the Opportunity Pass, or the Galimybių Pasas, abbreviated as GP. Basically, people who are unvaccinated can only go into the tiniest little local stores with only essential so-called items. And
not including clothing.
And that doesn't include clothing. So going on here, he's just kind of going through a laundry list of different places, showing photographs of guards at entrances to stores, entrances to supermarkets, automated machinery, you know, scanning machinery that you have to not only scan, but then scan a license to make sure that you're the same person, etc. Right. He says the law bans people without the pass from all non-essential services and economic activities. This is a religious supply store. It is not considered essential. So by law, the owner must ban me and my wife.
I've never seen a religious supply store before, so if you run out of religion, you can go there and get a new one?
Yeah, Bibles and, you know, things like that. Oh.
Bibles, prayer mats, candles.
Right. The little wafers?
He said, probably. He says, we're banned from bookstores. You know, those are pieces of Jesus. You need to take those seriously.
I prefer the wine, but...
Only people with a COVID pass may enter bookstores. Because we don't have a pass, my wife and I cannot take our two children here. And then he gives the example, the sign on the door of the bookstore. Before selecting books and other items, please present your opportunity pass and ID to a member of staff. Prepare your documents. Wait for a member of staff to come and inspect your documents. Choose the books and other goods you want.
Yeah, the part about this that really sticks out to me is the enforcement aspect. Because, I mean, sure, there were a bunch of places around here that are like, yeah, you have to wear a mask to shop here. But, like, no one's standing there.
They don't even really say that. They say most of the places, even the corporate places now, at least in New Hampshire that I've seen, say we recommend.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say you have to.
Right, but even the places that were saying that these are required, it was very rare that they would even put an employee
That's correct.
On there.
Yeah.
But the idea of putting a guard, like an actual guard there to enforce this mandate...
There's a
that's probably because they're punished if they don't.
A hardware-ish place here in town that says, please wear a mask inside of our facility, but it doesn't say you're required.
And most people I'm seeing these days aren't wearing masks, it seems like, with the exception of older females. It seems that females in general seem to be more likely than males to wear masks, and the older they are, the more likely they seem to be.
And I think a lot of this has to do with your inclination to be agreeable. Like, if you will go along to get along, then you are more likely to do these things without a fight.
Right.
And it seems to me that Lithuania has a culture that is largely, at least at this point, very high in agreeableness. I mean, like, I know that the second occupation of the Soviets was fought with guerrilla warfare, but it looks like they have lost the fight in them.
At this point, I think if you're still wearing a mask when you're going out in public, you're just ugly.
You mean not having a face might make you ugly person?
And I mean that in several different ways. Like, you might just have a butter face, or you're ugly on the inside for not realizing what the heck is going on.
No doubt. He says, my family enjoys crafts, but without a pass, we can no longer enter knitting stores to buy yarn or other supplies. Without a COVID pass, we can't take our children to art supply stores. We're also not allowed to even pick up online orders. So if you want to order, you can't go, like, wait outside, apparently, a lot of these stores. They won't even serve you at all. You can only have them ship them. to your home.
Even during the lockdown, like, you could go online and order stuff from some stores.
Curbside
style, and pull up and, you know, open the hatch or whatever, the trunk. You know, and they would load your order in for you and say, thanks, have a nice day.
And he's got photos of all these storefronts and all the signages, you know, what they say translated on here. We're not allowed to receive any beauty services, hair, nails, skincare. This is a barber. No pass, no entrance. Without a pass, we may not receive repair services, which last longer than 15 minutes. This is an online ad for a shop which repairs iPhone screens. Quote, don't have a pass? We can register you by phone, and then we'll collect your device outside the entrance. Secondhand stores are not exempt. No one may buy or sell without the pass. This is Humana, an international group which collects and sells secondhand clothing. No pass, no entrance.
You know, it occurs to me that a parallel to be drawn here is the vaccine is Soma, Brave New World.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that was a drug that was issued to everybody.
Yeah, everybody had to take, and it made you docile and compliant.
Mm. That's an interesting observation. And they're not going to stop with the boosters, so yeah, you're going to keep getting dosed.
And also,
Soma was like every week or every day, though, right?
Yeah, it was at least daily, and they would like give you extra if, you know, I don't know if there was somebody.
But they got to start less than daily, right? Like, you can't just jump into every single day we're going to give you a drug. You got to do it a little less often.
The other thing that I think is going
to
happen is...
That's not how our pharmaceutical companies work.
No, but we're talking about the mandates, right? Like, if you're going to mandate people take a drug, you got to do it a little less often than every single day. You can't jump into the deep end of the pool. People got to get used to showing up on a regular schedule to get something dosed into them. So,
well, I mean,
first
we mandate that you take one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Then we mandate that you take two of these. Then three.
That's right.
Then one every 6 months.
Well, the other thing that I think is going
then
to happen...
every 3 months. Then every month.
That's what I'm saying.
Then every week.
Yeah.
The other thing that I think is going to happen is you're going to have to pay to, much like you pay to renew your driver's license or your, you know, your tags in your car, your license plates, that kind of thing. You're going to have to renew your vaccination passport at a fee that you have to pay.
Right, because you have to prove you got the new booster shot.
Right.
Well, did you know that if you just get the implant, then you don't need to go to get your daily booster renewal?
Is there an implant?
Not yet.
Okay. All right, there's more coming up here. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. The solution, of course, to this is mass noncompliance.
Yes.
But the thing is, you got to do it sooner rather than later. Lithuania, it's already gone too far. They've already locked everything down. So you need to start standing up now.
And if it's gone too far there, it's going to go too far here. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, this is the bellwether. This is the canary in the coal mine. So beware. And there's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. The live Saturday show.
Anything?
Pretty much. Within FCC restrictions, which, you know, as long as you're very careful, you can bring up more adult topics. You just have to be cautious on how you discuss them. 603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. Also, want to make sure you know about Freedoms Phoenix. That's Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. It is a place to go to get the latest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. They've got it there over at freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is an easy way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We've been talking about a very informative and very depressing set of posts on a Twitter thread by a gentleman in Lithuania, and I'll give you his username again, at Gluboko, G-L-U-B-O-C-O. He took a lot of time to do this. He took a lot of photographs of the fronts of stores in wherever it is in Lithuania in which he and his wife live. They are not allowed to go into the supermajority of businesses, and that's because they don't have the vaccination pass.
Right.
They're not vaccinated.
Now,
we've seen these passes being implemented in the United States. We've seen European Union countries implementing them. And, of course, Lithuania is, I believe, part of the EU now, but they used to be a Soviet state. And so they know how to do this kind of crackdown stuff, and they're doing it big time. It's pretty scary stuff. I'm going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, but just share one more, a couple things more from the story. He says, without a pass, we may not visit patients in medical facilities or senior care / residential homes. The only exception is for terminally ill patients, pregnant women, or children under 14, only if the doctor gives advance permission. And we'll tell you more about it coming up here in a moment.
I just want to say thank you very much, Mr. Gluboko,
for putting this post together. Yeah, it's shocking. Let's go to your calls, though, and thoughts. We got Thomas. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. It's a privilege to be here, and I'm glad that you're talking about Lithuania, you know, something relevant to what you're talking about. I am, as I told Ian, and he knows, is I'm a quarter Lithuanian, and, you know, one of the things about, you know, all the stuff they've been through since before is that they have had an extreme repression, you know, from, you know, whenever the Russians came in there. My grandmother and my great-grandmother were in the Soviet concentration camps, the gulags, for years. So I'm glad you guys are talking about this.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What did you want to share?
Now, I did want to hijack, and I've been talking to you about it, is that at the present moment, I'm working on a very big thing here in Troy, New Hampshire, which is very close to where both Ian and I live, to the studio,
mm-hmm.
is that there's a, what I'm referring to as a corrupt police chief. And at the present moment, this police chief won't give up some body cam videos that I have, or I'm trying to request. And it's one of those things that's a freedom of information and something, Ian, that you've worked on a lot. But long and the short of it, this man had a woman arrested, a disabled blind woman, arrested twice in 2 days on bogus restraining orders. And so what I'm trying to do, and hopefully this evening I'm going to see you, is I'm trying to bring awareness to this.
Mm-hmm.
And you both, all three of you, are very passionate about police being fair and accountable, which is the reason why I trust this radio show and like your viewers trust it.
So you're the guy behind the Jail Paper, which is the website still up over at thejailpaper.com?
Well, I'm going to tell you now, Ian, I've been cyber attacked by not only a whole bunch of followers of David Ellis, but his wife, his
That's
wife.
That's the police chief, the name of
the police chief's yeah. wife. Her name is on there, but her name is Lynn Cullen Ellis. And now what I did earlier this week, guys, is I took the long way around the barn, but the successful way, is I sent a letter, an email, with David Ellis attached to it, requesting his body cam. It was about a 2,000-word letter.
Just to clarify, before you go on, are you saying himself arrested this blind, was it?
Yes.
This blind woman?
Yes.
Okay.
And now if you go on this, you know, on my website, Ian, the Jail Paper, which you've been on, but for good reason, you've been on interviews of people, you know, before with me,
mm-hmm.
is that this woman was basically falsely accused of violating two restraining orders back to back, and she was arrested within 36 hours, back to back for false bogus charges that eventually were dropped by, a local judge by the name of David Forrest. But, the body cam videos I just put up on YouTube, Ian, because I have been flagged by at least 150 people that are in support of this police chief.
So they took your YouTube down or took something else down? What happened?
Like they took the Facebook off. You know how it is with Facebook. And what I've done is I'm trying to be like you where I expand something beyond Facebook.
Right.
So they've silenced my voice on Facebook, but not before I got 50,000 people in 3 days. So what we've been doing at the Jail Papers, you know, we've been having confrontations with pedophiles. We've been having going and visiting them at their houses. We've been confronting the different types of corrupt police by actually going and seeing them in person. And, you know, you're an inspiration to me, Ian, because you're a person that, like myself, that has the audacity to stick up for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
We've been making a wholehearted effort for the last week to get these body cams, and now we've gotten Governor Sununu of the state of New Hampshire involved. We've got the Attorney General of the state of New Hampshire involved. We've got the police misconduct and about 50 different news outlets that don't know what to do yet. But I'll tell you guys really briefly, the way that this gentleman, or I won't call him a gentleman, the way that this individual talks to a 60-year-old blind woman who's on disability is the most unbecoming thing you've ever heard.
Now, how do you know? Did she get her own footage of this encounter, or how do you know how
she was there? She was there, so it's her word.
Her testimony. I see. Okay.
But he has a body cam that he won't give up, and he's been playing games with her. This lady has sent him at least 100 emails. And he's been playing games for months.
So now in New Hampshire, for listeners that aren't familiar, in most states there's the Freedom of Information Act. There's a different name for it probably in every state. So here in New Hampshire, it's named after the RSA, the statute number 91A. Have you filled out or has she filled out a request for that body cam footage officially? Or has it just been an email saying, hey, give me that thing?
I'm glad that you said that. They never told her until I actually spoke with a lady named Mary Guild, who told me, and I, you know, she was laughing about it. This lady was literally never told, and like I said, she's disabled. She's not as quick on the uptake as everybody else for knowing these legal definitions.
Right.
But we finally got that thing. So one of the reasons I'm reaching out to this excellent program is because you guys specialize in being interested in these type of things.
Right. Yeah. So that's one of the most important things you can do is to file for that, file that 91A request. There are forms that you, there's not a, like an official form for it, but there are forms that interest groups have made up to do this, to make it easier for people to do this. I think there's one over on the Shire Society forums that I saved there years ago at forum.shiresociety.com. If you just search for 91-A, it'll come up with that. And then, of course, they've got all kinds of stupid, you know, rules that'll say, oh, well, they can you know, delay 30 days, and then if they need more time, they can get more time. And so it's still going to be a drawn-out process. I remember I asked the city of Keene in late November of last year to give me the arrest records for marijuana arrests, both prior to and after decriminalization of possession of marijuana, because I wanted to compare, like, what was it like before decrim, what was it like after, and it literally took them, I don't know, 3 or 4 months to finally get me that information. Not a huge records request or anything like that, but they dragged their feet as long as they possibly could.
Yeah.
The other thing I would suggest here, and I'm not a lawyer, so I can't give legal advice, but But the suggestion I would make is if she's facing criminal charges over this, right? She allegedly violated a restraining order, so she's facing charges.
And so, I'm gonna show you in person, but I have at least, I don't have them on the website until probably tomorrow because I'm sitting next to the scanner in the box I just bought. But I have both of the criminal charges that were brought against her were dismissed. The restraining order was dismissed, and I have a video. It's labeled false statements, and if you watch this woman give these just absurd accusations. They have a fake Facebook account. It's long and convoluted.
This is, hold on, just to clarify, the woman is the person who took the restraining orders out against the blind lady?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's
yes,
okay.
Sir. And what it is, Ian, is that it's a very drawn-out case, but it all stems from that this police chief had what we presume to be some type of special relationship, but not only the person that petitioned it, but what we have is like the crazy neighbor. They were both neighbors of this woman, and then they went out and just victimized this woman.
Small town drama is what it sounds like, and a corrupt police chief. Definitely keep us in the loop as to how this developed. You're saying they've dropped the charges against this lady now?
Yes.
Okay, that's definitely part of the cover-up then, because they don't want this to go to trial, because then she would definitely have access to the video easily, since it would be presumably part of the discovery in the case. Thanks, Thomas, for the call. Keep in touch on this, and I look forward to seeing you and the details on that as as it develops. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing,
come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.